We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Oh, I'm wide
awake. Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. 722, Dave Lee here. Morning news, 33 degrees. Abnormally warm temperatures continue here toward the tail end of December, and Laura Olivan is the tobacco control program manager here for the state of Minnesota. Nice enough to join us this morning. Laura, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, this is timely because I was talking with two friends yesterday. Parents are talking about teens and vaping in record numbers, and there was a poll that came out of about 45,000 8th, 10th, and 12th graders by the National Institute on Drug Abuse finds that while underage drinking apparently is down, vaping is reaching new heights of popularity. And Laura, I really wanted to get your reaction on this.
We are very concerned about this. We've seen a 50% increase in youth electronic cigarette use here in Minnesota. The Surgeon General came out with an advisory today warning that this is an epidemic.
How does social media affect all of this with these youngsters?
Well, it plays a very important role because there are no marketing and advertising limitations on electronic cigarettes the way there are on regular cigarettes. So they are very exposed to all kinds of marketing and media that are aimed right at youth.
Medically, what do we know about vaping, Laura?
It's very dangerous, particularly to the developing adolescent brain. The Minnesota Department of Health has actually issued a nicotine addiction advisory. So we know it impacts youth learning, memory, and attention. And we've issued a report warning about recent research that shows it increases the susceptibility to addiction, both near and long term. And that's not only to tobacco, but other drugs and alcohol as well.
So a gateway.
It is concerning. The thing is, the earlier the use, the increased likelihood for addiction. So we have 1 in 5 youth now using electronic cigarettes and a high percentage of middle schoolers. So that early exposure to addiction is so dangerous to the adolescent brain.
Laura, if you were given a few minutes, and you perhaps will be this year by our incoming state legislature and our new governor and new administration, what would you tell them? Is there anything they can do legislatively that would help?
Well, I can't speak for an incoming administration. We'll wait to get our marching orders. But my role is to warn parents, healthcare providers, and others in the community. And, you know, we're working very closely with schools to sound the 5-alarm bell. This is a public health crisis. We need to protect our youth and limit access. You know, some communities are increasing the minimum sales age to 21, and that takes youth access out of the high schools from those 18-year-olds that can legally buy right now. So that is one measure that the Institute of Medicine has said is very effective in reducing youth access and initiation.
Interestingly enough, in the survey, as you know, Laura, full well, how do you explain the fact that there's been a decrease in alcohol use?
Well, I'm not an expert on alcohol use, but the Juul is so widely available, you know, with teens being able to buy it in the high schools. And if you walk into any drugstore, convenience store, there is wide-scale availability of electronic cigarettes. And, you know, they're flavored in ways that are especially attractive and enticing to youth. So if we could get flavored tobacco products out of those stores and into adult-only stores, I think that would help. And that's what we've done with alcohol. So maybe we need to follow that model.
Yeah, well, when the Surgeon General gets involved, you know, it's pretty serious.
Well, I think so. You know, he has never issued a health advisory on tobacco, and only 3 in the history of the Surgeon General's office. So this tells you we need a full court press. When you have the FDA commissioner and the Surgeon General calling it an epidemic, it's time to take immediate action. It took us decades to reduce youth tobacco use from cigarettes. So we want to get right on this. It's a full court press, and we want to prevent and stop the start before it gets any worse.
Thank you, Laura.
It's my pleasure.
Laura Ollivan, Tobacco Control Program Manager here in the state of Minnesota. That was an alarming report, but it's interesting because just yesterday I talked to two parents who were talking about teens vaping. And so my question to you today is, do you vape? How's the experience compared to cigarettes? Parents, is it a problem in your household? Teachers and educators, what have you seen? If you have any time to comment on our text line, that'd be great. 81807 when you have an opportunity. Obviously not while you're driving, but 81807. I just like to hear a little bit more about this from our listeners out there to see how much of an issue it is. And, of course, Jim, you know, I'll see you downtown, walking downtown a fair amount. Although, you don't see as many people smoking outside the buildings, do you?
You don't, but as Laura said, these jewels, they look, you can't even really tell.
Yeah.
It looks like a little stick of gum.
Mm-hmm. Kind of enticing.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, in the news coming up here in a few minutes, Steve will talk about this, I'm sure, but it'll be a story all morning. The Minnesota governor-elect, Tim Walz, preparing to announce his first round of state agency heads who are going to serve in his administration, so we'll look forward to that announcement a little later this morning, but we'll have more in the news in a few minutes. It is 27 after 7. This is WCCO's Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.